Welcome to another podcast here on RBN. It's December 30th, 2010, coming at you live for the fourth night in a row. I know I said I wouldn't. I keep changing my mind. You just can't get rid of me. If you don't like it, that's the way it goes. We've had some very colorful shows, to say the least, the last few nights. And tonight I'm having my first official guest for the weekly broadcast, keeping AFP on the air here during this interim holiday time. And we'll be talking with Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, an interesting organization. I wrote about it back in April of 2009, I believe it was, and about how they try to get current and retired law enforcement and active and retired military to live by their constitutional oath and not just become automatons in this surveillance state that we live in. A very important mission that they carry out. We all remember the infamous 29 Palms survey some years ago. Maybe some of you don't know that. We'll mention that. You're going to want to hear about it if you haven't. We'll talk about it after the first break when we bring Stuart on. But Stuart's going to appear at an important event in February put on by the Freedom Law School. That's their annual Health and Freedom Conference, and that's every spring. This year they're having it a little early. They usually have it in California in March. This time they're having it in February. We'll give the exact dates. You're going to want to hear about the contact information, exact date, exact place, all that good stuff. A good friend of RBN and American Free Press, Payman Madahita, runs the Freedom Law School, puts on this annual spring conference in sunny South California, and it's a very informative event. In recent years, he's attached a health aspect to it where attendees don't just learn about the latest political problems and solutions, but also health solutions and alternatives to the allopathic medical system that we have, to the harmful foods that many of us eat, and all the alternatives out there for food and supplements and how to be healthier and more on top of life and live to fight another day, as they say. Very important. I first spoke for one of Payman's conferences in March of 2007. I had just been hired full-time by AFP the month before, and I spoke about the media. And Stephen Jones was there, the former Brigham Young researcher who discovered a lot of interesting clues in the dust of 9/11 from Manhattan. And I first met him there and lots of interesting people. And over the years, Payman has always put on a good event. I went to his November 07 event in Dallas, skipped 08, and I was at the 09 event as well as the one early this year in Ontario, California. And the 2011 event coming up will also be in Ontario. And Stuart Rhodes, my guest tonight after the first break, will be among the speakers at that California event. Others we'll talk about a little later. We'll give at least a short list of some of the things, some of the highlights. And I'll be having other guests on this show that will be speakers at Payman's event in February. So they'll give a little bit of an inkling of what they're going to talk about at that event, as well as get into some of the current events that their organizations are dealing with. And Stuart tonight, he and I will talk for a while. I probably won't take any calls till after the first half hour so we can get sort of a foundation established as to what to discuss. But then after the first half hour, we'll take your calls and you can ask about Oath Keepers and what their mission is. Of course, we'll talk about that a little, but I'm sure you'll have questions. See how things have changed since that organization was founded, learn about its founding a little bit, and see a little bit about what Stuart's going to talk about at that fine event that Payman always puts on in the spring. So it'll be an interesting talk, no doubt about it. Oath Keepers is a very important organization, as I noted, to where they try to get the military people to see beyond just following orders, to see beyond just jackbooted, shallow patriotism, to look at real patriotism, to actually uphold and defend the very freedom that they assume that they're defending. At any rate,
the Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Bandwagon, and they're trying to portray the entire, you know, Tea Party movement, anybody on the so-called political right, as being some kind of extremist or potentially violent or racist. That's their standard attack line. You're either you're racist or you're a crazy person that's going to go kill people. And so they've tried to, you know, like I had a Newsweek article that talked about me and then talked about the neo-Nazi who killed a guard at the Holocaust Museum, and then talk about skinheads, and then talk about McVeigh, and then talk about me again, even though I've got nothing to do with any of those people. So this is what they do. It's kind of like their conflation smear tactic. And so they've done that against anybody who stands up. All you have to do now is quote the Founding Fathers and talk about constitutional, you know, government, limited government, and they try to portray you as some kind of crazy person. So that's their standard line. And militia, unfortunately, has become a smear word. I mean, the militia is simply all the people who are supposed to be organized into militias, as our Constitution makes very clear. Article 1, Section 8 talks about Congress calling for militia to suppress invasions and, you know, repel invasions, suppress insurrections, and enforce the laws of the Union. And that's all of us. We're all the militia. They turn that into a pejorative, into a bad label. And so they try to use that against us. I don't really care if they call us a militia. It's not accurate. You know, we don't train, we're not organized into units, we're an outreach organization. Like I told one reporter, you know, we don't need to be a militia, we're the current serving military and police. So that's our focus is on them, not on, you know, raising up bodies of men to fight the government. So, but anyway, but it's still, you know, it's an attempt to use that word as a smear word.
Yes, so often done, as you say, kind of like the Swiss citizen army is supposed to be the whole body politic that is essentially the militia in case of invasion or some sort of attempt to put down the people or take their freedoms away. And
Switzerland still is. I mean, we're supposed to be like Switzerland actually is. We've gotten way far away from the intent of the founders. So that was their answer to that ancient question of who shall guard the guardians. They wanted us to be our own guardian. They didn't want us to use a standing army. They thought standing armies were very dangerous. And so any standing army would be, you know, only raised during an actual war, and then once the war was over, you go back to relying on the militia for emergencies, for, you know, for internal emergencies or for a sudden attempt to invade the United States. You're supposed to have state militias who are strong enough and well enough equipped to repel invasion.
And that would include our southern border, I would think.
Well, I mean, that's certainly what should be done right now in Arizona. For example, I think Governor Berber is doing it wrong. She's complaining to Obama, why aren't you sending more National Guard? And what she should be doing is calling up all of her National Guard, putting them on the border, and then she should turn to the legislature and say, give me a state defense force, the state legislature, call for a state defense force to be formed, and then call for volunteers, and she get plenty of volunteers. So, you know, people of Arizona should be able to handle that themselves. But what we've done, though, is we've allowed the founders' design to be flipped on its head. We now have very weak states and a very powerful federal government. And the states are so weak, in fact, that they've created a power vacuum. And now they say that there's an emergency. They're going to step into that vacuum with FEMA and with NORTHCOM, with Standing Army Troops, the 3rd Infantry Division in particular, will be brought into your state because you don't have a militia anymore. And so that's one thing that we really do have to revitalize, is an actual state militia in every state. And I'm not talking about just, you know, some private group of guys to get together on their own. That's kind of a stopgap. What I'm talking about is like a county militia formed at the county level, and then eventually a state militia system that's under the command of the governor and formed into units that are actually part of the government. That's what we're supposed to have. And so what we're going to be encouraging folks to do this next year is to go in their counties, go to the county commissioners, and push them to enact a county ordinance to establish a county militia.
Yeah, so that would fill that power vacuum that, as you note, is the temptation is great to fill it with the wrong thing, and that is with a top-down federal imperial kind of system. And that's distinct from the National Guard, right? It's not exactly the same thing.
No, as Dr. Riviera always points out, the National Guard is neither fish nor fowl. It's not really the militia. It's kind of a mix between two concepts. You have them now being used as simply a reserve for the standing military. That's why they're deployed overseas. Most of your National Guard is deployed abroad. And so that leaves that vacuum at home. And of course, the solution they give you is, well, now we'll just fill that vacuum of no security at home. We'll fill that with federal standing army troops. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, very interesting. And I want to read at least a little bit before we get into the upcoming conference, at least a kind of a smattering here, some of the Oath Keepers' pledges, I guess you'd say. We will not obey orders to disarm the American people, number one. We will not obey orders to conduct warrantless searches of the American people, number two. And we will not obey orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or subject them to a military tribunal, and so on and so forth. And you're really standing your ground here. As you say, you've had your, I guess, usual suspects with the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, to be expected. And I saw that very same Time Magazine article, or was it Newsweek, whichever, that had that
Newsweek.
Guilt by association. Yeah, I saw that very thing in a grocery store, and I remember seeing your name and thinking that this is all completely out of whack. And of course, your pledges go on to conclude, number 10, we will not obey any orders which infringe on the right of the people to free speech, to peaceful assembly, or to petition their government for a redress of grievances. So this fits into what I often argue about, Stuart, and that's we have to have freedom in order to defend it. We can't say we're out defending freedom across the globe if there's no freedom left. You can't lose what you don't have. And so it's admirable from what I've seen that you're trying to maintain and restore that basic constitutional conscience that is so easily lost in this obey orders at any cost mentality that comes along.
Right. And unfortunately, post 9/11, you had many conservatives who really should have known better, who, because they were so afraid of Islamic terrorism, they were willing to, and because Bush was president, they were willing to support outrageous claims of executive power, such as the power of the president to designate any American citizen an unlawful enemy combatant and just have them, you know, no indictment, no trial at all, just spirited away to some military brig. That's the claim he made, and Obama has carried that on. But it's only now that Obama's in office and is starting to turn all his powers inward upon, you know, on conservatives, that conservatives are waking up. And so it's unfortunate, but they can't be consistent. I mean, some folks are. You know, a lot of the Ron Paul supporters and Constitution Party people, Chuck Baldwin supporters, were consistent during the Bush years, but far too many of them, far too many conservatives were not. And so that's what we're seeing now, is that because Obama's in office, they're waking up again and realizing the dangers. And so I'm hoping that we can teach them to be more consistent.
Yeah, they get into that mentality that if they approve of a given edict or law, even if it's a bit heavy-handed, as long as it's directed at the right people and not at them, it's okay. But suddenly the tables turn, and suddenly they discover a well-known principle that a bad law is a bad law, no matter who creates it. And finally they wake up. It's too bad that it takes them so long to open their eyes.
Well, the founders understood that. That's why, like for example, the treason clause, it spells out what treason is. And it spells out the due process you get if you're accused of making war on your own country or aiding the enemy. You get a trial, and it requires two witnesses to the overt act of support of the enemy. And so what Bush did flies directly in the face of the treason clause. What Obama's claiming now is the power to indesignate any American unlawfully combatant and even have them assassinated. And some folks right now support that because the guy they're going to go assassinate is a real dirtbag, you know, an American citizen, but who's also a leader in Al-Qaeda. Problem is, though, when you allow that to happen to him, you don't bring him back for trial for treason and then execute him. When you allow that to be done, then you've opened the door, the legal precedent is set that he can do that to anybody. That's the problem. When you accept those kinds of powers, you don't get to decide how they're used in the future. Somebody else will decide. And you can go look at Jan Napolitano right now and look at who she thinks is the greatest threat that she's going to concentrate DHS on. And something else folks need to know is something probably lost on her. Their chairman, Cohen, is now sitting on the DHS working group for countering what they call radical or violent extremism. And so he's part of DHS now. He's on the panel that helps to design the training that's going to be used across the country in local law enforcement. And you can guess who his target's going to be.
Yeah, what is Cohen's first name again? Did you mention his first name?
I don't know his first name. He's a chairman of Southern Poverty Law Center. He's on the working panel. We wrote an article about that not too long ago. I can ask my IT guy to put that at the top of our website at oathkeepers.org. I'll have him put it up at the top of the blog so folks can find it. It just talks about how Southern Poverty Law Center is now on this panel, along with a bunch of other organizations that folks can probably find very disturbing, either the left wing or they've got quite a few Muslim organizations on there. Only one token Christian organization. Not that that matters so much to me in the big picture, but just, you know, a lot of folks might be alarmed at who is sitting on that panel, who is directing and deciding what DHS is going to be doing as far as who they're going to target.
Yeah, and they have these fusion centers and this kind of web of law enforcement data sharing and the increased surveillance everywhere you go.
Right.
Have a matrix. Well, okay, getting into the conference a little, I believe we have ads coming up in just a minute or two, but I understand you'll speak, and I'll give the date, at the February 18 through 21 conference, the Freedom Law Conference event. That's freedomlawconference.org. Again, that's freedomlawconference.org. You can call 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. And Stuart Rose, our guest tonight, will be speaking at that, among others. We'll be right back after these important messages with more with Stuart Rose from Oath Keepers. Stay tuned.
Introducing IXL. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Now we return to the air here tonight, December 30, 2010. It's the eve of New Year's Eve. What a night. And we're talking with Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers. He's going to be among the many speakers, which will also include James Traficant, the former Ohio congressman who now writes for American Free Press, at the Freedom Law Conference event. Usually it's called the Freedom and Health Conference or Health and Freedom Conference. At any rate, go to freedomlawconference.org, that's freedomlawconference.org, or call 760-868-4271. It'll be in Ontario, California at the Hilton Ontario Airport Hotel at 700 North Haven Avenue. The hotel is 909-980-0400. That's 909-980-0400. And speaking of rattling numbers at you, don't forget about that American Free Press ongoing super special. 18 weeks of AFP for $17.76. That's 18 weeks over 4 months for a trial subscription of America's leading national news weekly. And I'm the editor for that paper. And we're winding up a good year, hopefully going into a much better one. It's looking that way. At any rate, Stuart Rhodes, it says here that you're not only founder of Oath Keepers, that you served as a U.S. Army paratrooper, suffered an injury of sorts, and you're a former firearms instructor, and you were a member of Ron Paul's D.C. staff. So you've had a rather colorful life, that's for sure. Do you expect Ron Paul to run for president again? Are you hearing anything on that, just as a footnote?
I'm hearing some pretty credible rumors or scuttlebutt that he will. So it's not official, but I think it's very likely.
Yeah, it's interesting. He sure shook things up and got people like Oath Keepers, got people thinking about liberty again. And I think that was Ron Paul's real accomplishment. And that was to step in and say, hey, what about liberty? We have all these laws and edicts and regulations, executive orders that apply to every president, not just the one that passed it. As you said earlier, these laws will be upheld and molded by other people in the future, not just the current administration. And so you're getting troops and police and first responders to think about liberty. Are you finding that it's an easy job, or are you finding that people are so programmed these days that it's almost like reprogramming them to think about these things?
Well, like I said before, because of the current political situation, we have more reception on the political right. It's easier for me to talk to, you know, people who call themselves Republicans now than it would have been during the Bush years, because they don't like the guy in power right now. And so they're very receptive. People on the Democratic side are not, because it's their guy in power. That's just kind of a sad cycle of human nature. They tend to only care about the Constitution when they're out of power. Thankfully, there's a third part of the population that is much more consistent. That's all the Ron Paul Republicans and Constitution Party folks and libertarians are much more likely to be consistent no matter who's in power. And our goal really is to grow that third part of the population, make it bigger, so that no matter who's in power, there'll be a sizable portion of the American people who will oppose. And so, like I said, I'm hoping that conservatives will, you know, become sincere and consistent defenders of the Constitution, even when their side is violating it. And the biggest example right now I can see is the McCain-Lieberman Belligerent Tension Act that John McCain has proposed in the Senate, which would, you know, codify the claimed power of the president to just detain anybody, even an American citizen, for as long as he wants to. And McCain has proposed this atrocious bill. If it's passed, it's, you know, frankly, it'd be the end of the United States, the end of all due process, the end of our Bill of Rights. And so that's coming from Republicans.
There was a bit of a blip. What is the name of that act again?
It's the Belligerent Detention Act. It's got a longer name than that. I can look it up, but it's John McCain's proposal and co-sponsored by Lieberman. And on there, one of the other sponsors on there is Brown, Scott Brown, the guy from Massachusetts, which was like a Tea Party champion. And so, you know, you can have attackers from the political right as well as the political left who have no respect or understanding of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So you have to be on guard against both of them.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. At least with the liberal Democrats, you kind of know what you're dealing with. But with these waffling conservatives that are sort of summer soldiers on the Constitution, it's tough. You don't kind of know from month to month or year to year where they're going to be, other than, like you say, sort of gauging it by who's in the White House. But at any rate,
it is. Senate 3081, S3081. Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010. So, you know, that is coming from a Republican, and it's the worst bill I've seen in U.S. history. It's horrible.
That's no small statement. Now, are you fully expecting that to come, to resurface, that is, in the 112th Congress?
Oh, definitely. I believe it's still in committee. Let me see here. Introduced in Senate March 4th, 2010. And it's in the Senate Judiciary Committee right now. So, but this is something that John McCain's been pushing for years. He has been a steady supporter of this doctrine that the president can treat an American citizen the same as a foreign enemy in Afghanistan or Iraq, directly in contravening the Article III Treason Clause.
Thank you, Stuart.
He's not alone.
We'll be right back after these messages. Yeah, John McCain, the ever-present dutiful soldier. Thanks a lot. We'll be back with more from Stuart Rose after these advertisements.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now we're returning to the show tonight, December 30, 2010. We're having a robust discussion with Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers. He'll be speaking at the Health and Freedom Conference of the Freedom Law School, February 18 through 21 in Ontario, California. Go to freedomlawconference.org. That's freedomlawconference.org. Or dial 760-868 4271, and don't forget that 18 weeks for 1776 American Free Press, 888-699-NEWS. Call 888-699-NEWS, the leading national news weekly in the nation, and the website is AmericanFreePress.net. Check out the video I have posted there with a Swiss legislator. I went to Switzerland and to learn about their governmental system, including a little bit about their militia and military, as well as their monetary and electoral systems. At any rate, Stuart, what's the basic topic that you'll be discussing in California at that event?
Well, the basic thrust of my speech there will be on restoring the republic from the bottom up and focusing, you know, like a laser on state independence and the reserve powers of the states and strengthening our states and filling that vacuum again. Like I said, unfortunately, we're in a situation right now where we're such a weak people and our states are so weak that when the economic collapse comes, we're going to be, you know, desperate. And unless we fix that, unless we revitalize those institutions we've allowed to atrophy, in particular the sound money, the militia, and our own independence as far as our food, unless we do these things, then when the economic collapse hits, we're going to be so weak that we won't be able to resist what they have planned for us next, which is a worldwide version of the Fed and the destruction of our national sovereignty. And so if you don't want to have that happen, you've got to revitalize all those institutions. And that's what my focus is going to be.
Very well put. You know, I talked the other night about the NVCCA, the National Veterans Council, or National Veterans Committee for Constitutional Affairs, I believe it is, nvcca.net. Do you know Aaron Bollinger?
No, I don't. What's the name of the organization again?
NVCCA.net, National Veterans Committee for Constitutional Affairs. They have a different but not dissimilar mission to what you have, not so much in the oath for law enforcement, military, first responders, but in that bottom-up philosophy. And I've often talked very generally along slightly different lines about that very thing, the need for people really to use their state legislators more than appealing to their federal congressmen to get things done at the federal level, as well as the state level, of course. In other words, Congress is a lot more apt to listen if state legislatures start waking up and reasserting their autonomy, as opposed to people just calling their congressmen, getting form letters in return, and so on and so forth. So I see some parallel structure here, and it's a very important approach to take.
Their website claims that they're the only First Amendment association of current and former military personnel who are continuing to pursue that mission outside of government employment. That's not quite accurate. That's okay.
Yeah, well, maybe if there's an inaccuracy there, maybe you can get in touch with them. But Aaron Bollinger, who's a longtime seasoned lobbyist with them, is really good at getting things done from the bottom up. And I'm just glad to see more people talking like yourself about doing things from the grassroots, filling that void, that vacuum, as you say. It's so evident. And, you know, when I was in Europe, especially in Switzerland, there's a lot more of a cohesiveness at the local level than there is here. America just seems to be a compass that can't find north, or a boat without a rudder oftentimes. And it's disheartening to see it. And you don't see it as clearly as you might otherwise see it unless you leave this country and go to some other places where there's a little bit more of a foundation to what's going on. And so you're right, it's very striking once you see the big picture and you can make these contrasts, how America has weakened at its foundation, you know, sort of a house built on sand. And it does make it easy prey for any would-be usurpers or, as you say, worldwide banking takeovers or things of that nature. So obviously you're barking up the right tree, it seems to me. Now, I don't think you've spoken for Payman's Freedom Law School events before. Will this be your first time?
Yeah, that's right. It's their first time.
Okay, interesting. Well, I would heartily recommend listeners out there to go to the conference to hear Stuart Rhodes and the others, which will include Jim Traficant and Victor Thorne, a writer for American Free Press, my paper there that I edit. And again, that's freedomlawconference.org, freedomlawconference.org, 760-868-4271. Get to know, if you don't know him already, the leader of the Freedom Law School, Payman Madhida. He's one of a kind. He'll tell you that he looks more like Eric Estrada than Eric Estrada does. You can't miss him. And he puts on a very diverse event. You learn all about the latest in healthcare supplements, about Codex Alimentarius, the effort to control supplements and foods worldwide, all these different things across the health and freedom and liberty spectrums. And American Free Press should have a table there for sales of our newspaper. And I think you'll also find the newspaper from your organization, right, Stuart? You put out a paper or a periodical?
Yes, yeah, so the Oathkeeper newspaper, and folks can find a link to the paper off our website, or they can just go straight to the email for that. Is the oathkeepernews.com.
Oathkeepernews.com. Is it a monthly, quarterly, or?
It's a monthly, but we might be changing that to just making it, like, people can buy either 6 months or 6 issues or 12 issues. And they can get it electronically or hard copy.
Interesting. Now, just to note for listeners out there, that we will or can take a couple of calls now if there's those out there that would like to call. I've had a lot of calls the last 3 or 4 nights. And we'd be willing to take a couple of calls if anyone would like to do that, to ask questions of our guest, Stuart Rhodes. At any rate, Stuart, before you got on the show tonight, I referred to something that not all people are fully aware of, but many in the freedom movement are, and that's the infamous 29 Palm survey. Can you speak to that? That was always thought to be legitimate, right? That was not a hoax. That survey really was conducted, and that it asked soldiers taking the survey some very pointed questions. That turned out to be genuine, correct?
Well, yeah, except though it was misunderstood. That was written by Navy Commander Guy Cunningham, who was one of our speakers at our Lexington event, April of 2009. And what he was doing, he wrote that because it was his doctoral thesis for his doctorate, and he was concerned about the indoctrination that he had seen among the officer corps to go along with, for example, foreign command of U.S. troops. And so he was very concerned about this trend to indoctrinate the troops to just do whatever they're told. That's why he conducted that survey.
He came at it from the other way. He was concerned that they were already thinking that way, and he wanted to find out what they were thinking.
He wanted to see what the reaction within a Marine Corps combat unit would be to questions about whether they would serve under foreign command. He asked a series of questions. But the one that got the most attention was the question about whether they would fire on American citizens who were resisting gun disarmament. He gave them a hypothetical of Congress passing a law, you know, banning some automatic weapons, and then asked what would they do if they were ordered to assist in the roundup of these firearms.
And that's fascinating.
Unfortunately, right.
That's very interesting. I didn't realize that. What's his name again, one more time?
Yeah, Guy Cunningham.
Lieutenant Guy Cunningham. Okay.
Right.
You know, that's fascinating that he was coming at it from more of a concern that they were already thinking that way, and he wanted to see what were the results. In other words, 60% would fire.
It was split. It was, which is no surprise, frankly. You had about 25% who said that they would fire on American citizens, and you had about another 25% who said that they, you know, hell no, there's no way. And then you had a bunch in the middle who said they had no opinion, which is amazing. So the results of it are both good and bad. And it's one of the reasons I started Oath Keepers. I knew about that survey. Anybody who says, like, I've had some people say, well, you know, of course the military won't fire on us. But I point them to the results of the survey and I let them know that, look, some will. It's a historic just reality that some will just go along. But on the other side of the coin, you can't condemn all the military and say they're all mindless robots who will just do whatever they're told. That's not accurate either. The truth
Correct.
Is somewhere in the middle. And so our goal is to tip the scales to have more who will say no. That's the whole point of Oath Keepers.
Okay, so 29 Palms, and as you're explaining, had a slightly different orientation than we've been led to believe, but nevertheless
right.
that played some part in you founding Oath Keepers.
I knew about that for years, but the main reason I started Oath Keepers was what I saw happen post 9/11 and the dangerous increase in executive power under the Bush administration and then carried forward by Obama. So that's my biggest concern.
Stuart, not to cut in too much, but to move things along, and
sure.
in the limited time we have left, do you mind taking a call?
Sure, no problem. Go ahead.
Great. You got to kind of get into a long discussion, and it's kind of, you kind of do a segue here, but we have Rich from Oklahoma. Welcome to the show. What would you like to add or ask?
Well, hello. I'm a retired law enforcement officer. And so as much as I would like to support the Oath Keepers of Mr. Rhodes, I kind of take great umbrage with them. And maybe Mr. Rhodes can speak about it. You know, we watch Mr. Rhodes and his group go out to New Hampshire and defend to the hilt this tattooed punk out in New Hampshire, but at the same time, a great American patriot, Sergeant Charles Dyer, he sat and turned his back on. And that's extremely unforgivable, atrocious, and you owe that man, Sergeant Dyer, a huge apology, sir.
Well, why don't you call Charles and talk to him? He can hold such a straight. He doesn't feel that way about me or about my organization at all. So I encourage you to go talk to him face-to-face and find out what he thinks.
Well, you know, I don't have to talk to him to know what you had done and how you turned your back on him, because I saw the words come out of your mouth on TV.
What, by saying he wasn't a member of Oath Keepers? He wasn't.
Oh, no. The other things you said, you already had decided he was guilty of his charges.
That's wrong.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Where did I do that at?
You tacitly approved his guilt instead of going there and defending him. Well, why didn't you stand up and say, let me ask you this, was the kid the punk in New Hampshire an Oath Keeper?
No, he wasn't.
Then why'd you fly your ass out there and help him,
because,
but you didn't help Dyer?
Because we were listed in the affidavit, that's why.
Why were you listed in the affidavit if he wasn't an Oath Keeper and had nothing to do with your group? Why were you listed?
Because he was on our free forum.
Oh, he was on your free forum.
Yeah.
But Dyer was associated with Oath Keepers, and you wouldn't do anything for him. And, in fact, disavowed yourself from him being involved. That's the kind of leadership we don't need, just like Ron Paul and his gatekeeper techniques.
Oh, so Ron Paul is a gatekeeper?
Get back to you. Forget Ron Paul. Get back to you. Explain
to
you.
Charles told us he wanted to train militia. And he understood that that was incompatible with our mission to reach the current serving.
You know, what's all these excuses? Then get to the reason. Is that why you turned your back on Dyer? Is that why?
I didn't turn my back on him.
You sure did.
I didn't turn my back on him. I stated the simple truth. He didn't belong to organization for a good reason, because he chose not to.
You know what? Many people look at him as the founder of your organization and not you.
Well, that's also inaccurate. But go talk to him. You don't need to talk to me. You go talk to him. He'll set you straight.
Well, I want you to set me straight. I want you to set everybody straight that's looking at you with the jaundice
eye. I told you the truth, but you won't accept it.
You have a lot of people looking at you with the
jaundice. He decided not to get involved in Oath Keepers. It was his decision for a good reason. So you want to talk about it, go talk to him.
Well, you know, I certainly would hope to believe that was true.
Well, go find out. Go talk to him yourself. Then you'll know the truth. If you don't want to believe me, go talk to him.
Well, I've seen many of his videos, and his videos don't seem to appear to be correlating with what you're calling the truth, for sure.
You're there in Oklahoma, right? Go ask him. You'll find out, okay? Face-to-face, man-to-man, go ask him yourself.
Well, you know what? The point still is this. Why weren't you there backing him up, but you're backing up this punk in New Hampshire?
Because our name was listed in the affidavit. I could care less about John.
Your name was written in an affidavit because he's on your...
Because our name was... Oath Keepers was listed in the affidavit as one of the reasons taking his kit. That's why we got involved in that case. Otherwise, we would not have.
Because the kid went to your website. Well, Dyer went to your website. Dyer made a bunch of videos.
But it wasn't listed in the affidavit for his case. We were defending the principle that you can't list someone's associations as a reason to take their kids. If that's shown to be done in Charles's case, I'll be there too. He knows
the
that.
The whole reason he caught that entire situation was because he was involved with Oath Keepers.
Oh, okay, Rich.
You know,
I think you made your point. I don't want it to get down into, you know, where this just takes up the rest of the show. I think
you can go talk to Charles Dyer himself. And Charles Dyer, to this day, accepts our friendship and is a supporter of Oath Keepers. But he understood from the very beginning that our missions are very different. If he wants to train militia, that's not what we do. And he understood why it was incompatible. And so he went a separate way. That's the fact.
So and we'll leave it.
To say something that's not true. They want to say, "Oh no, he's a member of Oath Keepers." He never was, and for his own very good reasons. So,
and we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. In the short time we have left, thanks, Rich from Oklahoma, for a spirited discussion and questions that you no doubt wanted to get off your chest. And we'll continue the basic flow here to promote the event where Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, will speak. Again, that's going to be February.
And Ron Paul has done more for freedom than that guy has ever done in his whole friggin' life. For him to call Ron Paul a gatekeeper is insulting and ridiculous.
Well, it's interesting. The caller said that you shouldn't go on about Ron Paul when the caller's the one that brought up Ron Paul. But at any rate, be that as it may, I only vaguely now recollect what that case was about, to do with that that matter in a hospital. And that's not the purpose of tonight's show, to get into the recent history and these different goings-on. We're talking more about the organization itself of Oath Keepers and a very important upcoming event, as I was noting, in mid-February, 18th through the 21st, at the Hilton Ontario Airport Hotel, freedomlawconference.org. Payman Madhita's Freedom Law School is putting it on, its annual spring conference, happening about a month earlier than usual this year. Now, we got messages. We'll be right back with some concluding comments from both our guest and from me. Stay tuned.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
We now our final short segment here, December 30, 2010, as this year draws to a close. And we've been talking this hour with Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers. He'll be speaking along with Jim Traficant, the former Ohio congressman, and others, including Sheriff Mack, AFP writer Victor Thorne, and a number of others at the Freedom and Health Conference, freedomlawconference.org. Dial 760-868-4271. The registration fees are very reasonable. It'll be in Ontario, California, February 18 through 21. And don't forget, as I'll say many times, that 18 weeks for 1776 trial sub from American Free Press, or you can use it to renew an existing subscription, or you can go all year for just $5 a month. But that 18 weeks for 1776 is a great deal. Call 888-699-NEWS. Okay, Stuart, to kind of wind up, we don't screen our calls, as I think you gathered.
I don't care if you screen calls or not. Here's the big message, though, folks. If you divide and conquer yourselves, you attack other people, which is accusing them of being gatekeepers or traitors and crap like that, because they don't do things your way, then you will lose your country. You will lose it. You need to work together. You either hang together or you'll hang separately.
Yes, so, I believe, you know, I think it was Ben Franklin that said that, if my history isn't too distorted here. At any rate, we have one more caller. I usually try to take them. I'll get this one in real quick, Stuart, if that's okay.
Go ahead, take it.
Let's yeah, we have John from a town called Anywhere. And, John, what would you like to add? You have to keep it brief.
Yeah, you mentioned Ron Paul. He took $4.7 million of contributors' money and started campaigning for liberty. Can you tell me what he's done for freedom, Mr. Rhodes?
Well, you have a bunch of, at the state level, a bunch of Ron Paul Republicans who are now in office. Here in Montana, for example, we have some hardcore constitutionalists who are now in office. That's what he's done. What have you done?
John is no... John is no longer on the air, I understand.
Jesus, I can't believe these people. Folks, if you don't like Ron Paul, fine. Then you go do something. Let's see what you do for liberty. But try to accuse him of being, what, some kind of money-hungry, just personal sellout? Give me a break. The guy has stood like a rock for friggin' generations, for decades. That's ridiculous.
He's been very patient in getting his audit the Fed measure. He's worked on that for decades. He's had persistence, patience. Of course, he's not perfect. No one is. But the Campaign for Liberty, as he announced in Minneapolis, I was right there when he said it, was all about getting people to run at the local, state, and national level who are constitutionalists. Whether they didn't have to be Republicans, they could be. But to bring back sort of a Goldwater Republican and get away from these Rockefeller Republicans and to carry the torch of freedom into local office as well as higher offices.
And it's working, right? We just had a conference in Montana. Oath Keepers called it. We invited all the different liberty groups and legislators. We had 20 state legislators, many of them new ones, very first time legislators, at our conference talking about revitalizing the militia, the Home Guard bill, sound money bill, all kinds of very freedom oriented bills in Montana. It's in large part due to the work of Ron Paul.
And I've heard Montana's becoming quite the bastion of freedom. Hey, Stuart Rose, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for being on the show. And I hope plenty of people show up to hear you talk in February in California.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. You have a good night. And, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be February 18 through 21, freedomlawconference.org. Dial 760-868-4271. And don't forget 888-699-NEWS for American Free Press, 18 weeks for 1776. We'll see you next time on this station after the holidays. Have a great new year. May freedom ring for 2011.
Gold. The next